Well, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come and present to you tonight what we're looking forward to in this year. And here in just a few moments, we'll have all of the pastoral staff and myself will come up and share with you the different areas of the schedule of what God will be doing and using us to do, I believe, and blessing our church to get the opportunity to do. But I first want to preach to you for a little while from Jeremiah 33:3. We were there this morning. And as I mentioned, I've just been overwhelmed by the promise of God that He gives to us. You understand, there are so many wonderful prayer promises. There's other promises in the Scriptures. But some of them just stand out far and above all of the rest. And when you have the promised help of the Almighty, we've really got something. It's a blessing to me when the Word of God says we're supposed to bear one another's burdens, because I believe there's going to be some other Christians that will come along and they will help me, but they can only help me to the degree they're able to help. I'm thankful for benevolent people. I have no other side gigs. This is the only job I got. I'm thankful for a wonderful church family that has chosen in years past and continued with me, though, to pay a pastor and allow him to be full-time and pray and seek the Lord and visit and all these things. I don't work over, I might spend a good bit of time at these restaurants, but I don't work at any of them. I just eat at them. I don't have to do that on the side. I don't do that. And I'm thankful for that. And so I'm grateful for a church that comes alongside their pastor. I'm thankful for Galatians chapter 6, wherever it is, bear you one other's burdens, because I know that there'll be people that'll help me and I'm able to help them. But you understand that those people that can help and do help and are wonderful at it, they're only able to do what they're able to do. But here in this passage, we're not talking about human help. We're not talking about only what man or woman can do. Call unto me, verse number 3 of 33 of Jeremiah 33. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I look this evening, and I see that there's a great need that I have, and actually there's perplexing to me a situation, and that is that there's more that needs to be known and more that needs to be done than humanly possible. We've got the whole world to reach. You say, preacher, there's other churches. I know, but a lot of them aren't doing what they need to do, and then we can't sit and say, well, they've got that area, we've got our area, because the command given in the New Testament, the Great Commission, was a simultaneous command to reach that local spot where they were at that point, but then reach the regions beyond, and then reach under the uttermost part of the world. And those were supposed to be done simultaneously. So there is more to get done than humanly possible. And then as this church right here sits on Suncrest Street, there's more that we need to know what to do, and then the ability to do it than is possible. So how do we fill up a church? And then more importantly, how do we make true disciples of Jesus Christ of those people that come? There's many people. One of my pastors in years ago said, John, I believe that person has a big crowd, but I don't know if it's much of a church. Because a church is a called out assembly, supposed to be different, look different, act different, talk different, not supposed to be cussing every time somebody bumps into them on the car parking lot and all that. We're supposed to be different. So how are we, more importantly than just getting a filled up campus here, how are we going to make true disciples of Jesus Christ to boldly go into this world? Honestly, folks, it's beyond me. So if you look at your pastor tonight and say, well, he's got all the answers, half the time I don't even know the question. I don't have all the answers. I'm like the one pastor that was out in the parking lot when somebody was coming to make a delivery, and they said, are you the pastor? He said, yes, I am. He said, you're the one that's got all the, you're the one that knows it all, aren't you? He said, no, but I know that one. And I don't know all the answers, but I know the one that knows all the answers. But I want to look at a couple things here in verse number 33, and I want you to see the servant in need, because it's implied here at the end of verse 3, which thou knowest not. So if you're going to give something that you don't know, then, or if God's going to give you something that you needed to know, then the beginning of the verse, then you wouldn't have known it. So I'm seeing here this evening the servant in need. The implication is made that the servant doesn't know. And you're looking at the servant that doesn't know either. There's so many things that go through my mind about what we like to do, and some of them are of the Lord, and some of them are just far out there. You have those same ideas sometimes. But I want to see us do many things on this campus. I want to see us repurpose the Sunday school rooms over above in the Family Life Center and get those more suited for some ministry that I believe God wants us to put them in place. I want to see God allow us to use this ministry house over here for being a blessing to missionaries and as they come through, and then also for some small group Bible studies and different meetings that we're going to have. I want to see our RV hookup as it is out there. When you leave, you'll notice there's an RV up by the bus barn. That I want to see us be a blessing to missionaries as they come in. You say, well, isn't that a lot of hassle? Everything's a lot of hassle. But so is it at your house. It was easier. When I grew up, we had one car. Station wagon that you had, it was three rows before three rows was popular. You know that we talk now about the third row seating. Well, we had third row seating in that station wagon. The bad thing was the third row faced the back. You remember those? We lived on dirt roads, so that meant you not only faced the back, we didn't have air conditioning, so the window was down, and the dust would just roll on in there. You say, who sat back there? The little one, because I couldn't argue anybody. I was the smallest one of everybody. When you take on new cars, there's more responsibility. You take on a bigger house, there's more responsibility. You get on more property, there's more responsibility. We all take on a lot of work, and it's no different here at the Lord's house. I want to see us repurpose that. I want to see those RV hookups used out there to be a blessing. I don't want missionaries when we can help it, instead of paying at the KOA or somewhere, that we can keep them here and we can absorb that cost into our regular utilities as far as the water and the electric and things like that, and be a blessing to God's men and ladies as they come through. We're going to have to update our gym roof over there. If you go over there, you know it leaks, and we're working on those things. I want to see us accommodate the crowds in here on Sunday mornings in a better, more suitable way. I want to start some Sunday school classes for adult Bible classes, as we'll call them, that we can better get everybody divided up, because this large of a room in here, if we're not divided up into small groups, so like a Sunday school class, an adult division, then we're not able to keep up with people as well, and we're not able to minister to them and meet their needs and pray one for another. And I want to see us use, as Kyle will talk about in just a little bit, our Ridge Kids area to a more impactful way. And I'm just excited to watch God let that thing take off like an airplane coming off of the runway and just start to get a little bit of a lift out there. And I'm excited about what God's going to allow us to do here in this area. I want to better service our parking lot so we can get people in here more easily and better in better weather. I want to do more with social media and find more ways to connect with unchurched people. All of these things and a lot more are over our head. But just like the scripture says, when God says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, which and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. You're looking at the servant in need. And I'm looking at the servant in need as well. We don't know that that's the implied position that we hold. But then we see also the God with answers, because he said, call on me and I'll be the one that shows thee great and mighty things. And so many things come to us when we don't know what else to do. One of our Sunday school teachers stood the other day in one of the classes and talked about that prayer promise in James. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally. And he was facing something he did not know how to do in his business. He said he prayed and prayed and prayed, and that verse was the one that came to him. He said about 2 a.m. he was awakened by something, couldn't get back to sleep. And while he was awake, then some wheels started turning. And there in the wee hours of the morning, things that he couldn't figure out at all, God allowed those wheels to start turning. You say, well, that was just the luck. Well, he wasn't having no luck in the daytime. He wasn't having luck before he prayed. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So the implied need is in that verse as well. The implied need is that we're in a fix. So many ideas, some of them good, some of them not, come at me, and I don't know which ones to explore. And then sometimes no idea comes. You're just left there with not knowing what to do. But in either case, our God knows what needs to be done. It's the same in your house. It's the same in your life. It's the same in your marriage. Every opportunity you're not able to go after. and you've got to pray for wisdom from God. Well, what should I go after? What endeavor should I get involved in? I'll answer thee, not me, but the scripture. I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Haven't you stood back before when you were raising your kids, if you've got children in here? Haven't you stood back before and let them wear themselves slap out, trying to do something that you already know how to do, but you're not going to tell them until they humble themselves and ask you? Right? We'll just let them work and fight against whatever they're trying to do the hard way. Let them do it all evening long till finally they're exhausted. And they say, what do you think I should do? And then you reach over in a few moments and do what they haven't been able to do in 3 hours. You were like the Father, God the Father, in that instance. You could call unto me anytime you want and ask me, I'll show you. But as long as you're trying to be bullheaded and work it your own way and not ask my help, then I'll just let you do it. So I need your prayers for wisdom, for direction, for discernment, that the Lord would be pleased to dwell on this church. That's a hard thing to say because there's so many Christians in this room today. We know these here. We don't need to pray, oh Lord, please be with us in the service on Sunday. There's going to be enough Christians here. He'll be here. The Holy Spirit indwells every believer. That's truth. But then everybody that's been saved for any length of time in here also knows, though, that there are certain services where it just seems that the Lord is pleased to dwell in a more almost tangible way. And that's what I mean when I say, Lord, please be pleased to dwell with us in the service. And so I would like for all of us to be a team. I'd like for you to pray and I'll preach. Like for you to pray and we'll sing together and some of you all preach as well and we'll serve together and we'll pray. But as your pastor, I'm claiming Jeremiah 33:3 for this year. And I believe that this church, firmly believe this church, can have better days than they've ever had before. The best of the best, I believe, can be overshadowed. I believe that you and I can have powerful days personally as well because He says great and mighty things. And I believe that our families, if we'll submit them to God, give them to the Lord, I believe that our families can be stronger than ever for the grace of God and for His goodness. I believe, I love that song that Brother Dan's teaching us and sang again tonight, that new grace. I hear people all the time say, well, I just don't know if I could face what they're facing. I say, hold up. If God allows you to face it, He'll give you the strength then. You may be right. You couldn't face it, but you're not having to right now. And so I believe that our families can be stronger than ever because great and mighty things which we know not. So tonight I'd like for the me and the pastoral staff, I'd like for them to come up, and you've got that little magnet. Hopefully you got it on your way in. It has a bunch of dates on it. On the first couple, one of them we're being involved in right now is Vision Night. This is the night that we get to throw some exciting events out there that's coming up in 2023. The next one will be that ladies' event. That ladies' event, it's always a wonderful time. It's a great chance to get to fellowship, get to find new friends, and get to know people on a different level, or not a different level, but a different atmosphere. On that one this Saturday, there'll be a Q&A, a question and answer panel that, ladies, you can ask some questions of different folks, and I trust the Lord will be ministering to your hearts and get to show, because you understand what the Scripture says, there is no temptation taking us but such as is common to man. That means that there's things that you're facing, other people have faced. And you're unwise if we don't take the advantage of some wisdom that somebody else has gotten through that problem. I call pastors all the time to want to know how we should do this or what we should do this. And this is a wonderful time this Saturday, ladies, to get involved with some other ladies. And there'll be several different events, prayer walks and Bible studies this year. And I challenge you, ladies, to get involved with all of it. But that ladies' event will be a great, great opportunity this Saturday.
On February 17th. We're looking forward to our couples retreat with Tim and Sharon Rabin. And we've mentioned this a lot in announcements lately, but it's going to be a time for enrichment for married couples to get together in Pigeon Forge next month, just a month away. And it's an exciting time. If you got to go to it before, you don't want to miss that. And once again, you can continue to sign up for that or still do if you would like to do that.
Saturday, March 11th from 6 to 9 p.m., right here on the property, the Shearer family and ministry team will once again be with us for a BRBC favorite, Outdoor Night. And among other things, Chad is a world champion elk caller, two-time Eastern U.S. elk calling champion. He's also a licensed Montana professional outfitter and guide. His wife, Marsha, grew up in Tennessee. She's been licensed as a Montana guide for over 19 years. Both, they've hunted and fished around the world. This has been and will be a wonderful opportunity to invite family and friends that love to hunt. There'll be wonderful hunting tips, hints, demonstrations, always followed by a riveting presentation of the gospel. Last year, we even had as an extra, a rifle was given away as a door prize. You don't want to miss it.
March 24th and 25th is what your magnet says, but in fact it is March 3rd through the 4th. We will be having our teen retreat. There's a little bit of a switch after we had gotten our magnets printed. But March 3rd through the 4th, we're having our teen retreat, and we're excited for our second annual teen retreat. This is a time midway through a semester of school to get away and specifically focus on getting closer to God and growing closer together as a youth group. I believe this is one of the best activities we have as a youth group because of its specific focus.
Easter Sundays have always been special here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, and this year will be no different. From a spiritual point of view, because He lives, we have life eternal. Had Christ not risen, there would be no salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man, that is, the God-man, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." From a secular point of view, researchers state that there's always a sharp increase in church attendance because of what this day symbolizes. For them, it symbolizes hope, renewal, and spring. What an opportunity we have this Easter to lift up Christ, the Savior, and the hope of mankind. This year, you'll hear testimony of lives changed by Christ through song.
And this spring as well, we're going to have something that's always a favorite, and that's our spring revival with Dr. Joe Arthur. He's a very, very spirited speaker. Most of you have heard him, and he's just a very energetic preacher, and I love him. He's a good friend to our area, good friend to Buffalo Ridge as well. He'll be right in the middle of our spring campaign. You remember last year, we had the one with our race car theme, and we had such a wonderful time with that. Well, we're going to have a great time again this spring. And you say, why would you have those spring campaigns or fall, whenever they are? Here's what I believe they are. They're tools to give us an opportunity to get people to come to church with us. We're already working on one. We've got one that we'll announce it later, but our family day, and it'll give you an opportunity. Many of you, not all of you, but many of you have family that are right here in the area. Maybe you're unchurched, and or maybe go to a church that you'd love to see them come to, a Bible-believing church, whatever the situation might be. Then we're going to have a family day where you can bring them, and you can take them out to eat. We won't help you pay for it, but that's all on you. You just have a good time, but we're going to help you out with that. My pastor will be here on that day, and so we'll have some of our family coming over from Middle Tennessee, but specifically we're aiming for family members that are here in this area, and sometimes all we need is just a tool to say, boy, they're really pressuring me down there. They want my family to come, and we're not pressuring you, but what we are instead doing is giving you an opportunity to have your family come and be with us. It'll be a great time.
June 5th through the 8th, one of the most exciting times of the year is Vacation Bible School. And we've moved it back or up a little bit in the schedule from what it normally is, so at the beginning of June. And it is an opportunity for our church to reach out into our community and to reach out to families that wouldn't have a ride. And that's why we run our buses all week long from Monday to Thursday. And then also trying to reach out to families that can bring their children here and bring them in and just try to connect with more families. And so we're doing a lot of work to get some things in place for that. But this year we're going to have our theme is going to be, it's one of, I always enjoy the different themes we get to pick. Our theme this year is Legos. And so we're going to be teaching the kids to build their lives on Jesus Christ. And yeah. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an awesome time. You don't want to miss being involved in that and getting the word out to others that they can bring their kids here for that week. And hopefully we can have the best VBS we've had in a long time. We're looking forward to June 5th through the 8th.
Camp is a time when we leave the comforts of what we are most familiar with for the specific reason of seeking God. A lot of times when we leave our comfort zones, we are forced into a place of dependency on God. I believe God has some very special plans for us this year and some very specific lessons He wants to teach us this year at camp. And we are planning to attend the Teen Ignited Youth Conference. Also, later in the month of June, we will be having Junior Day Camp. And we will be taking some time for the children of our church to have some fun, spend time together, but also hear from God's Word. It is also a time for our teenagers to spend time serving, giving them an opportunity to be role models for those coming behind them. I am excited about some of the specific things that we are going to be doing this year at Junior Day Camp.
And we're looking on to July, and we're looking at the 15th. There will be a ladies' summer event. Like I said before, ladies, it's always a great time for you to get involved, and it's a good time for you just to get to be around people in different settings than it is just a normal church service. I'm not sure of all the details of every one of the events, but I know that it's a blessed time, and you get to bind together as ladies, and they always have a wonderful, wonderful time. And if you come to all of them, eventually some of the guys on the platform here and other men will be serving you. You come long enough, we usually get one of those others, we get roped into being your servants for the day. So just come and enjoy.
In August 19th, we enjoy every year our men's golf tournament. And it's a time where we can, men in the church, you can reach out to other men and invite them, get them on a team together, and or maybe invite somebody and put them on a different team if you'd like to play against them. I don't know. But it's a fun day to connect with fellow men. It's real relaxed. You come, we have a meal, and and then share the gospel with them. And then everybody hits the course. There's so many prizes every year, door prizes and things. Everybody walks away with something, and so that's a blessing, because if you golf on my team, you won't win, and so it's nice to have something like that, but it's just a great time. Let me encourage you, men, when it comes, don't think, oh, I don't golf either, I golf at this, but it's a chance every year I get to spend some time with, a lot of times, different men in the church, and just get to know them better, and if you know somebody that loves it, and you don't know if they're saved, you invite them to come and hear the gospel, and a lot of guys will come to something like this. It wouldn't come to a church service if you invited them, but they might come to that and then come to the church service. And so let's use these things as they come.
Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church has been and continues to be a mission-hearted church. You have been faithful by partnering with over 100 missionaries in the U.S. and around the world in prayer, in giving, and in caring for specific needs. In doing this, we as a church are obedient to the great mission of being witnesses unto our Savior, it says, as Pastor alluded, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth, Acts 1:8. September 7th through the 10th, Thursday through Sunday, we will seek heart renewal and challenge for greater and mightier things in missions. Our guest speaker, Scott Caudle, President and Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions, will be challenging us from God's Word. Please be in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit what He would have you to do in missions commitment. And then on Sunday, September 24th, Dr. Ron Comfort, our hearts will be continued to be stirred by a dear friend of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Dr. Ron Comfort, an evangelist, the founder and chancellor of Ambassador Baptist College. His ministry has been characterized through the years by the abundant use of Scripture. And we are looking forward to hearing from God through his servant in both the AM and PM services that day.
The Harvest Party is always an exciting outreach that our church has been putting on the last several years. We are able to have hundreds of people come to our property, many of which would never come to our church otherwise. And we are looking forward to seeing what God is going to have us do this year, and looking forward to seeing even more people come this year to our Harvest Party.
One of the most exciting times of my life was when I was out at college, at West Coast Baptist College, and I was strictly told to say that the second best pastor I ever had was Paul Chappell. And we are looking forward to November the 12th. We are going to have Pastor Chappell, who is the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College, come, and he's going to preach for us. He's an engaging speaker, and if you've never heard him before, maybe never heard him in person before, look forward to that day. I know I certainly will, and it's going to be a great time for us just to get a very special guest speaker in here and to connect with him. I think it's be his first time here, and so we're looking forward to him and many other speakers throughout the year.
Oasis, older adults sharing in service. That is the name of the group, and it can involve anything from eating to putting scriptures together, many short trips that we will take. But one of our big trips this year is we will go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And this is a trip that if you can, you do not want to miss. It will include whatever price that we come up with at that time. I don't see it being what last year's price was quoted, but it usually is very affordable. I hesitate to even throw a number out there right now because we will be taking this trip later on this year. And so 4 nights lodging, 8 meals, 4 breakfasts, 4 dinners, admission to the Sound and Sight, or the Sight and Sound Theater, and admission to another home for the holidays. We'll be getting a guided tour of Philadelphia, a guided tour of the Kitchen Kettle Village, a visit to the Park City Center, admission to, I mean, there's just all kinds of things that we will be doing. It is fun to be old. I'll just tell you that right there. And it's a blast. By the way, I enjoy working with our Oasis group. They are a true blessing, and they have a heart to serve. Amen.
Let me tag on just the end of what Brother Dan said about that before I go to my next slide, and that is this. You know from hearing me speak that I'm very big on giving people tools, and one of the tools, the greatest tools right now that we have, on the first Tuesday of every month, Brother Dan has an Oasis meeting for those 50 or 55, whatever the age is, and above. And this is a place where you can bring folks that might not be comfortable coming into a church service, but they might come to a meeting. And they eat a lot, actually. And he said on some of the events they eat. I haven't seen one they haven't eaten yet, but that's beside the point. But one of the tools that we have in our Oasis is that Tuesday meeting on the first of every month. And it's just a great way. We're seeing people come to church on our property and that don't come for other things. And then if they get around you and find out that we're not that weird, then they may come to a regular service too. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity, thankful for the way that God is blessing. And November 21st, we'll move our midweek service to Tuesday. We do this every year at Thanksgiving time. And that's just to give us an opportunity to have that hollowed out time that you can give a little bit more to your family, and Wednesday you can get ready for Thursday and whatnot, but that service on Tuesday will be a time we praise the Lord for what He's done, praise the Lord for what He's given us, just a Thanksgiving praise service, and we're looking forward to a great time together on that night as we come as a church family and just truly praise the Lord for the goodness that He's done. Let me give you this just thought. I love our nation, and I love it that we still have on our books Thanksgiving. If we have Thanksgiving, it's implied that there's someone to give thanks to. You say, oh no, we're just thankful. Thankful to who? And it's implied that there's a God to be thankful to. So we'll have a good time on that Thanksgiving praise service.
December 10th is Gift Sunday. This is a great time to be able to invite neighbors, friends, and other families to visit our church. Not only is it Christmas time, but anyone who's in attendance will receive a gift on Gift Sunday. And I hope that everyone in here will be able to bring someone with them on Gift Sunday.
The last couple of years, we've had our Christmas at the Pavilion event, and it's just such an exciting time, and I know many of you just attended a couple weeks ago, so it doesn't need much introduction, but that will happen again this December on the 17th, and we'll have a wonderful time, and maybe it'll be a little warmer next year than it was just a couple weeks ago, but we have campfires. If you didn't get a chance to be there, campfires, and we play the Charlie Brown Christmas movie and for the kids to watch and have hot chocolate and just a great time of fellowship, And it's a great time of year for it, and so we'll look forward to having that again as December comes just a few months away. These are just a touch of the events, though, that we have throughout the year. You say, that's quite a bit that we've got. There's just a few things. And as you could understand, we couldn't put it all in here, and we couldn't all share with you the things that we all have in store. Pastor rattled off a few things while he's preaching just a few minutes ago that I don't think a single thing he said was on this list, and there's a lot more going on. And we're just taking a couple of minutes and share a few things, and Brother Dan's going to share some things that he wants to just wrap it up for his ministry.
For those that are interested in the Oasis schedule, you'll find at the guest services counter there is a schedule for the year, and we try to stick to that as close as we can. If there's a change or two, we usually send out an email to all those that are on that list there for the Oasis group. In the Victory Bible class, we were blessed to just finish up the study of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing that was to me as a teacher, but then also many have shared how that the Lord worked in each and every life there. We've started the book of Romans. And this is going to be interesting in speaking about the righteousness of God. And I'm looking forward to that. We've already delved into that, and it's been wonderful. In the Spanish ministry, we're preaching through the book of Romans, speaking of the supremacy of Christ, how that Christ is superior. God the Father has given him a name above every name, Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The men asked just last night if they could meet every first Saturday of the month to pray. And they're going to come here to the church and they're going to pray. We have a great, good core group, and they're wanting to invite others, and they have, and lead others to Christ. Choir, I cannot thank the Lord enough for the choir.
Amen.
You experience that on a weekly basis. And it is an honor to serve, not only with the choir, but then our instrumentalists who put in hours of practice. And we thank the Lord for them. Above all, we thank the Lord for their heart. The heart from the heart comes the song and the worship and praise to the Lord. Pray for us this year as we introduce new songs and as we sing from our heart. You say, Brother Dan, what about talent? Honestly, I'm not that interested in talent. You can have talent all day long. And if you don't have a heart that is surrendered
Amen.
To the Lord, then what comes out in your talent falls flat.
Amen.
And so pray that we would have a heart for God as we sing. And then special music. There's a host of folks that we are privileged to serve with that you experience also a blessing from the host of special music that sing this year, and there's many of them. And I want to thank the Lord for them, and I want to thank you publicly for the hours that you put in practice that nobody sees. And then you come and you share with us from your heart every Sunday. We're very grateful. It is an honor to serve with you.
Our church is specifically equipped to reach families, kids, and teens because we have classes and programs for all age groups. We have teachers and workers ready to go in all of these areas, and we just finished renovating and a few finishing touches left, but we're already upstairs meeting in our newly renovated kids space, and it's really exciting because God is going to allow us to be able to reach more kids up in that area, and we're going to be able to get more kids into our church building because there's more room, and it's really exciting, and it's all centered around God's Word. Yeah. That's why we're so equipped to be able to reach and help families. Hey, families are struggling, and honestly, they're under attack. There's specific groups that are out there trying to destroy what God would say a family unit is. Teenagers are struggling in ways that, honestly, it's hard to understand. It's sad, but anxiety and depression is really a common thing for kids today. It's no wonder that, honestly, suicide and teen suicide is on the rise because, you know what? Families are under attack. But we have the answer.
Amen.
The answer is God's Word. Hey, we need to be reaching out and helping families in our community. Reaching out and helping families around us. I'm going to ask you to do two very specific things. First thing is this. I'm going to ask you to pray. Hey, please pray all year long. Pray for the families in this room. Hey, look around. There's families in this room. We need to be in prayer. Hey, Satan wants nothing more than to break up marriages and tear apart families. We need to pray for the families in here, but we need to pray that God would allow us to reach out to families around us. And that leads me to the second thing I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to pray, but then the second thing, reach out to the families around you. Hey, there are families that you interact with on a regular basis that are struggling in ways that you don't even know. Hey, we have the answer. God's Word is the answer to our problems. We need to be inviting families to come and join us. Hey, would you pray?
Yeah.
Would you invite? Our church is only as strong as our families are. We need to get our families grounded in God's Word. Hey, we must seek to help families because they are truly in desperate need.
A couple of years ago, God restructured some of the things that we were doing and divided up responsibilities on the staff. And one of the ministries that God brought into my sphere of influence more directly was the bus ministry. And I have certainly enjoyed the couple of years now that I've been able to be more directly involved with our bus workers. And I know that many of you are doing a lot of other things when those times are going on. But the bus workers, thank you for all that you do. You're in those who are in the room tonight. I'm so grateful to get to serve with you. We don't spend a ton amount of time together, but when we get together Sunday mornings before everybody else gets here and we get to pray together, we get to spend time together. It's one of the highlights of my week. We all pack into the kitchen over there in the Family Life Center, and we just fellowship together for a little bit. We pray, and we hit the road, and it is an exciting ministry to be able to be a part of, and I'm so grateful that God has allowed me to have this part. There's a couple things we'd want to offer or extend invitation for you this year to be involved in the bus ministry as we, this is not just their ministry, it's not just my ministry, it's our ministry.
Amen.
And we want to get you all involved in the bus ministry in some capacity, and many of you already are in bits and pieces here and there. But here's something I want to offer to you. One, if there'd ever be a week that you just want to ride a bus and see what it's all about, just come talk to me. You say, you might say, I'm never going to do that because then you're going to try to get me the next week. That might be true, but really, I want you to understand what it's like. What it's like to be on a bus and to come, give it a week, give it a couple weeks and just say, hey, I want to ride for a couple weeks and be part of the bus ministry. You have no idea what that would do for the kids who ride, for, they say, well, who's that this week? Oh, they just wanted to ride the bus this week. That'd be so exciting to them. And for the workers who ride and work each week. And so if you'd like to do that, just let me know. And you might say, well, I couldn't ever be a regular worker, but I could be a substitute. And I'd be glad to be on a list where if you needed somebody to ride 1 week, you could call me. And that'd be a great way to get plugged in, but not be able to be there full time. But then another thing we're trying to do this year, we shot for it last week and we didn't quite get there, but it drove us to think through how we could do it a little better this year. We want to start some more bus routes. And so this year, we have a couple campaigns planned. We don't have the dates nailed down, but I want to give you the information now of what we're going to try to do so that you can pray with us, so we can pick the right area, we can pick the right time of year. But we've got information with some of the secretaries have helped me to prepare some tracks to give out, some yard signs to put out, some graphics to put up on social media. And we're gonna just basically take an area and just do a literature campaign where we just flood it with a very simple invitation. Need a ride to church? Give us a call. And just let people know. You know, a lot of people would take us up on the offer if we just get the offer to them. And so many times, these bus workers, they can only get to so many places every week. And we just want to come alongside them. And so we'll let you know when we're going to do it. We'll organize the times. We'll have the information. We're just going to go to focused areas and come alongside a bus route and try to balloon that bus route up and then split it off into two. And that's our plan for this year. So you pray with us, and you let me know if you'd also, like I said, like to get involved in some way. You might say, I just want to get involved all the time. Then you certainly let me know. We'd love to have you as we get this ministry moving forward for the glory of God.
Well, there's so much that we need to see the Lord's touch on, because we're not marketers. We're not branching out our brand. We're not branders in that regard. We are simply trying to do the Lord's work, and the mandate is to get the gospel to everyone. And we live in an area where many folks truly do have, at least they have an idea about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether saved or not, that's a personal matter that they may or may not be, even if they know it. So we're not in a situation where we're going into an area where nobody knows about Christ, although we do run into more and more now that don't know Him, that don't even know the basic stories of the cross. But we're not marketers. We're not branders as far as building a brand. We are not salesmen. But we are all supposed to be servants of the Lord, and that is given to us the great commission to go and take the gospel. And the Lord has given this old church another year that we're entering into. And as my pastor always says, the church is not supposed to be a cruise ship where all of us are just as comfortable as can be. We're supposed to be a battleship in the battle for the Lord, reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm as sure as I'm standing in front of you, I'm sure that the Lord wants us to see great and mighty things done for His name's sake. And so I'd like to begin, we're not technically the first of the year, we've had a couple weeks, but I'd like to begin this year in you and I praying together. You're welcome to come down here to the altar, you're welcome to make an altar out of your seat there. But would you pray for some of the things, maybe something that one of these men, you understand, I'm blessed to work with these guys. Each of them could pastor a church of their own, and they could go somewhere and be the senior pastor, and you see God use them. But they have, right now, God has them here. And we are so thankful for the team that we all get to serve on. Then it's extended out past there. Many of the ladies in the office and different folks, of course, we all come together and serve on Sundays. But I'm thankful for them. And maybe what one of them said just really stuck in your mind. It's just resonating with something that you know needs to be done as well. Would you take that as a call to prayer here in the next few minutes? Would you take that as a prayer initiative? Say, I'm going to pray for that. And be careful. Sometimes God's got me to pray for things, and then He turns around and says, John, you've been praying for somebody to do that. Guess who I've got in mind? Then He's got me. But where would we rather be than in the center of the Lord's will? Amen. So if we could have our instrumentalists come up and play something through, and You want to come to the front and pray? You can. You want to sit there in your seat and pray? That's fine as well. But let's just have an attitude of prayer for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes here. Pray for these things that were listed. Pray for them that God would get in us and get show us, lead us, guide, direct. And pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He would send forth laborers into his harvest. Pray that with us as well. And let's go to prayer as they play. We never like to have a service here without extending the invitation to somebody that's here in our midst, not sure that heaven's your home. This old church was built on the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to proclaim it to the world. And that gospel is simply the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. All of us are sinners and unworthy of heaven. But Jesus died on the cross for you, my friend, and for me. If you're here not sure that you'd be in heaven if something were to happen to you tonight, would you simply listen to this pastor and understand what the scripture says, that Jesus died on the cross so that you could be free from sin, you could be saved. If you need to be saved tonight, I ask you to please leave your seat and come down. I'm watching. I'll be glad to get somebody. We'll get a Bible and show you how you be sure you're saved. We don't want to leave that to chance. Anyone at all, would you come? As they play one more verse. Now, Lord, we've got to see so much tonight, and I pray that you would just unify this church so that we can go on and see the things that you want done and accomplished this year. Lord, we pray for our family tonight. I pray for Brother Paul Pritchard to have knee surgery this Thursday. I pray that, dear Lord, you'd let that go extremely well. Lord, bless him. Heal him up already, we pray, afterwards, and may it go smoothly. I pray for Miss Leslie Farmer that with that biopsy, dear Lord, coming up Wednesday, that you would, Lord, just give clear direction and a path forward that would be minimal, I pray. Bless her. And then, Lord, others are having issues with procedures and things. I pray that you would comfort, lift, and bless each of them. And then, dear Lord, I pray again for the church. And Lord, I, for one, I don't want to be the same as I have been. I want to know you more. And Lord, I pray that you would put your hand of blessing upon us. And Lord, I pray you'd show us those great and mighty things which we know not. We ask you in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother Dan?
There's a chorus that goes with that verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. I'll sing it through one time, and then I'd love for you to join me on that second time through. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. That was easy, wasn't it? Let's all stand and let's sing it with me. And we'll do that this time, and then we'll do it that one more time, just that we can go and sing it in our head. Amen. And call unto me, and I will answer, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not.
Being here, and thank you for the we are just blessed at this church. And I know that many of you tell me the same thing when you go on vacation or you go somewhere, you have to be away for work or whatnot. And I sense the same thing when I go different places, that it's just unusual the spirit that the Lord gives this church. And I don't want to do anything to mess that up. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. And I'm so privileged to be the pastor. Thank you. And we are grateful to be here. I'm going to ask Brother Kyle and Brother Daniel, I think he's already back there, just to slip out to the lobby. And Brother Dan, unless you've got to sing, I mean, unless anything else we need to do. And just maybe share with them on their way out, with your way out. I'm praying for what you said. I'm praying for that. I'm praying that God would allow this to happen. And they need your encouragement, and we want to see the Lord do great and mighty things. Thank you for being in church tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed.